The Road to Housing Equality, a timeline of fair housing milestones for the LGBTQ plus community by Courtney Cooperman, NLIHC. For decades, the LGBTQ plus community has advocated for civil rights protections to guarantee equal treatment under the law. Despite ongoing discrimination, which puts LGBTQ plus individuals at greater risk of housing insecurity and homelessness, the LGBTQ plus community has made immense progress towards achieving fair and equal housing. However, a recent and alarming wave of discriminatory state laws targeting the LGBTQ plus community demonstrates the need for stronger civil rights protections. This timeline presents a selection of milestones and setbacks in the movement towards fair housing for the LGBTQ plus community.
1969, the Stonewall Uprising mobilizes LGBTQ plus activists. The Stonewall Uprising is often considered the starting point for the LGBTQ plus liberation movement. Police raided the Stonewall Inn, a popular gay bar in New York City's Greenwich Village, on June 28, 1969. Protesters fought back against police violence for 6 days. The Stonewall Uprising was not the first uprising against homophobic and transphobic police brutality, but it received significant media coverage and marked a turning point for LGBTQ plus visibility and activism. The first pride marches were held 1 year later to commemorate the anniversary of Stonewall.
1979, National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights. Between 75,000 and 125,000 LGBTQ plus individuals and allies marched on Washington on October 14, 1979. The first national demonstration to demand federal LGBTQ plus civil rights protections. While activists had previously focused on local issues, this event marked the first time that the LGBTQ plus liberation movement turned its attention towards the federal government. The day after the march, more than 500 people joined a constituent lobbying day to express support for gay rights legislation.
1982, beginning of state-level anti-discrimination laws. Some municipalities and counties adopted anti-discrimination protections in the 1970s. In 1982, Wisconsin became the first state to outlaw housing discrimination based on sexual orientation. Today, according to the Movement Advancement Project, 23 states, one territory, and the District of Columbia explicitly prohibit housing discrimination based on both sexual orientation and gender identity. In addition, 7 states interpret their prohibition on sex discrimination in housing to include sexual orientation and/or gender identity.
1990, federal housing resources and protections for people with HIV/AIDS. The HIV/AIDS epidemic took a devastating toll on the LGBTQ plus community in the 1980s. Lack of stable, quality housing made it difficult for low-income HIV/AIDS patients to manage their care. Following nearly a decade of federal inaction, Congress passed the AIDS Housing Opportunities Act, a part of the Cranston Gonzalez National Affordable Housing Act of 1990. This legislation established the Housing Opportunities for Persons with AIDS, or HOPWA, program, which distributes grant funding for states and cities to provide housing assistance and supportive services for low-income people living with HIV/AIDS and their families. Congress also passed the Americans with Disabilities Act in 1990, which outlawed discrimination against people with HIV/AIDS.
2012, HUD finalizes Equal Access Rule. Under the Obama administration, HUD took administrative action to protect LGBTQ plus individuals' access to HUD-assisted and HUD-insured housing. A final regulation published in February 2012, Equal Access to Housing in HUD Programs Regardless of Sexual Orientation or Gender Identity, prohibited certain HUD programs from discriminating based on sexual orientation, gender identity, or marital status, or from inquiring about an applicant's sexual orientation or gender identity when determining eligibility. The rule allowed inquiries about an applicant's or occupant's sex for the purpose of determining placement in temporary emergency shelters with shared bathrooms or bedrooms, or for determining the number of bedrooms to which a household may be entitled.
2016. HUD addresses barriers for transgender and gender nonconforming individuals. The 2012 Equal Access Rule did not set national policy regarding accommodation of transgender individuals in temporary single-sex shelters. Instead, HUD decided to monitor and review its programs to determine whether further changes were needed to ensure that transgender individuals could access shelters. Based on that review, HUD determined that transgender individuals were facing severe discrimination and threats to physical safety in the shelter system, creating the need for further protections. To strengthen the 2012 rule, HUD finalized a new rule in 2016, Equal Access in Accordance with an Individual's Gender Identity in Community Planning and Development Programs, which requires HUD-funded programs with shared facilities to provide services based on an individual's gender identity rather than the sex assigned at birth or listed in official documents. The rule also prohibits intrusive questioning about gender identity.
2020, HUD proposes anti-transgender rule. Under the Trump administration, HUD proposed to weaken the equal access rule and allow shelter providers to discriminate against transgender and gender nonconforming individuals. The administration's new rule would allow shelter providers to place and accommodate individuals based on their own policies for determining the person's sex, regardless of their gender identity, and would have allowed providers to deny services based on the good faith belief that an individual's biological sex or sex reflected in official documents was different from the sex that the shelter serves. The rule was never finalized, and the Biden administration officially withdrew it on April 27, 2021.
2020. Supreme Court issues landmark ruling for LGBTQ+ civil rights. The Supreme Court ruled in Bostock versus Clayton County that the Civil Rights Act's protections against sex discrimination in employment also cover discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. President Biden, on day one of his presidency, built on this transformative ruling and issued an executive order that built on the Bostock decision. The executive order established that all civil rights laws prohibiting sex discrimination, not only the Civil Rights Act, outlaw discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and directed all federal agencies to ensure that their rules and regulations were consistent with this interpretation of Bostock.
2021, HUD affirms anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ+ individuals. HUD was the first agency to implement President Biden's executive order. In a memo issued on February 11, 2021, HUD clarified that the Fair Housing Act's protections against sex discrimination also cover discrimination based on LGBTQ+ status. Now, people who believe they have experienced discrimination based on their sexual orientation or gender identity can file claims with the Office of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, also known as FHEO. Organizations that partner with or receiving funding from FHEO also must enforce anti-discrimination protections for LGBTQ+ people.
2023, Human Rights Campaign declares state of emergency for LGBTQ+ Americans. The Human Rights Campaign, which is the nation's largest LGBTQ+ civil rights organization, declared an official state of emergency for LGBTQ+ Americans on June 6th. The declaration follows an alarming and dangerous spike in state-level anti-LGBTQ+ legislation, with more than 75 discriminatory anti-LGBTQ bills signed into law in 2023. More than any previous year on record. Many of the bills specifically threaten the safety and dignity of transgender and gender nonconforming people. To help LGBTQ+ children and families navigate the dangerous climate, the the Human Rights Campaign released an LGBTQ plus guidebook for action, which includes resources to file complaints for violations of civil rights laws and tips for advocacy to oppose discriminatory legislation.